This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I am Sanafar from India. I'm a doctor and I work in Russia. The work system is such that I do not find enough time to offer Salah. Many a times we work until late in the night and it is difficult even to find a few minutes to offer Salah. What should I do in this situation? Offering Salah, it is compulsory upon every single Muslim. The only exception is for a woman who is menstruating or for a woman who has menses. And there are several verses in the glorious Quran which emphasize on establishing regular prayer. Aqeemus Salah, established prayer. And several ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the difference between Iman and Kufr, it is Salah. So offering Salah, it is very important, and offering the five daily prayers are compulsory in Islam. And no job in the world, it is 24/7. It is 24 hours a day. Jobs, they are generally 7 hours a day, 8 hours a day. Some may be 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours. And when you are working, you do have breaks while you are working. So for example, if you are working during the day, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., you will have a lunch break and you may have a tea break as well. So while you are working, you generally do have breaks. So what you should do is you should see to it that you offer Salah during these breaks if it coincides with your timing of Salah. So if you're working during the day, for example, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., so two Salahs will coincide while you are working or with your work timing. The Dhuhr Salah and the Asr Salah. The Dhuhr Salah, you can very well offer it during the lunch break, and the Asr Salah, you can offer it during the tea break. If you are working at night, so the Salah that will coincide with your work timing, for example, if your work timing is from 7:30 p.m. until perhaps 6:30 a.m. in the morning. So two Salahs will coincide with your work timing, Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah. The Isha Salah, you can very well offer it during the dinner break, and Fajr Salah, you can offer it during the breakfast break. So generally from among the five daily prayers, four Salah, they will coincide with breaks. The Dhuhr Salah with the lunch break, the Asr Salah with the evening tea break, the Isha Salah with the dinner break, and the Fajr Salah with the breakfast break if you're working at night. The only issue is with the Maghrib Salah. So if your work timing coincides with the Maghrib Salah, you can ask your boss for a break or your superior for a break. And normally it takes about 10 to 15 minutes to offer Salah. So asking for such a short break, it is easy. And generally your boss or your manager will agree. And if they yet are not agreeing, so you can come up with an alternative. You can tell your boss or your superior that if you give me 15 minutes break, then I will work half an hour additional, half an hour overtime. So generally when you work, there are breaks. For example, if you want to go to the toilet or if you want to attend the call of nature, but naturally the boss or your superior will have to allow you to go to the washroom, to go to the toilet. And in fact, if you are living in a Muslim majority country, it is much easier to practice Islam. That's the reason it is better to live in a Muslim majority country. For example, if you are living in Malaysia, it is a condition that any person, any Muslim who is working, he needs to be given a break for Salah. And in fact, in the workplace, it is a requirement that you need to at least have a small musalla. In Malaysia, alhamdulillah, the state religion, it is Islam. And there is something known as the Rukun Negara in Malaysia, which is one of the five pillars that is a part of the constitution in Malaysia. And from among the Rukun Negara, one of them is belief in God. And in belief in God, every person, every Muslim, whether he is a Malaysian or a local or a foreigner, if he's staying in Malaysia, he has the right to practice his religion of Islam. And the breaks need to be given for the five daily prayer. In fact, there was an instance wherein in one of the companies, a Muslim was not given a break by his manager to offer the Salah. So a customer took the video and uploaded it online and became viral. Later on, the police, they objected to this. And the company had to apologize. This is the advantage of living in a Muslim majority country. But if you live in the Western countries or in countries that have a very small percentage of Muslims, so there is a lot of fitna, it is difficult to practice your religion. That is the reason the environment also plays a key role. So you have to offer salah. There is no exception for missing your salah. If you miss any one of the five daily prayers while you are working, then this is not permitted. So generally it is easy to offer salah during the breaks. There may be certain rare situations wherein your boss or your manager will be adamant and say, no, I will not give you a break. And if because of this, it will lead to you missing even one from among the five daily prayers. So then in this situation, you need to quit this job and you need to search for another job. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this. For us Muslims, the most important thing is practicing the religion of Islam. There is a famous saying in the Arabic language, La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'asiyatil khaliq, that there is no obedience to the creation when there is disobedience to the Creator, when there is disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the most important. And if you leave this job, then you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immensely. But generally, in most of the situations, it is easy to offer salah during the breaks, during the lunch break, during the evening tea break, or other breaks as well. And it is easy to adjust it in this way. But offering the five daily prayers are compulsory even if you are working. So I hope that answers your question.